Hello. Hi, BB.
How you feeling?
Fine. How are you doing?
Oh, great.
We're just wondering how the weather's going to be this weekend. Good.
It indicates pretty good until Saturday night, but they said that they couldn't be sure that it might be a front coming through Saturday night.
I see.
And they're talking about 80 degrees Friday and Saturday morning.
That's good. We'll be down Thursday night about right around 9:30 or so.
Great.
And we'll stay overnight and keep a skein, and then the following day around 11 or 12, we'll go over to the Walker's.
Great.
And Conley's looking forward to it. He wants to do the fishing, you know, and you have Bob take him out on the sea lion to try to catch something out there.
And then
we ought to try to, he's never caught a bonefish, you might try him out there in the flat.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never forget that. Is he
right.
Alone now?
No, just, yeah, that's right.
Good.
He, it'd be just Stag. He and I.
Good.
And
I
you
and.
Well, if you bring staff, they'll, huh?
What about Walkers?
Oh, sure, Walkers, or you can leave them at Keeper's Game.
Very good.
But if we bring them over there, we'll do it. Where are you tonight?
I'm at the yacht club.
Oh, boy.
I just got through work. I just left, came here, and I'm going to have dinner, but I just came here to come here. You know,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. You, how are your pills working? That's right. Well, you never know whether what helps, what doesn't.
I'll try anything.
Right. 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 Right.
Well, we'll have a good time, and I'm sure the weather will be good.
Well, Julie and David sure loved it down there. They had a great time.
It's so wonderful to have them.
Right, and they loved it.
We ought to try to get, you know.
Whenever we go down, we ought to go out one time. Well, and also to go out, too, is a good thing.
That's right. Exactly.
Because they like, going to places like Size or...
Oh, it was a wonderful, wonderful...
Yeah.
I was, they were talking about Sandberg, I was suggesting them that maybe you might consider to not that far, and you could get back and forth. Yes, no, but he didn't want to stay back, but it's just too far, and...
Jacksonville, you see?
Yes, where he is, he thinks that he ought to move Norfolk or Newport or
right.
Miami or something.
Yeah.
There's no reason why he couldn't.
Are you catching any flack because of Haldeman's statement?
No, I followed it. I followed it very well, but it turns my tail up, and I've talked to a number of people. And Haldeman makes a statement that is perfectly all of it.
Yeah.
And it's his own opinion. And then they go out and interview every Democratic nominee to get his opinion. What's the government and the other's going to pay taxes? So you got about 8 or 10 to 1.
Yeah.
It shows you how.
Well, some of them aren't saying too much, though. McGovern does, but some of the others are not.
Yeah, but I know. But they go out of their network, go out of their way to get the contrary viewpoint.
Right.
I know a lot of people who are going to go to Wallace to volunteer. They're going to go to Wallace to find their vote. And it was a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many of the people that they've got to work with somebody to do that.
Sure.
But, I'm not sure that that's good or bad, but I just don't want us to do that.
He won't look too good there, I don't think. Good. Good.
Tough job that all of you have. Making a big deal of that.
Right.
Hello.
Well, that's just good.
No,
it's good. You know, the part is that It puts the monkey on their back a little. I don't know. If they interview all these Democrats, what the hell are they going to say? Well,
looking forward to this weekend.
Well, eat something now. Okay, bye.